research was a cottage industry in Australia. I wrote to Burnett. He then contacted Hugh Ward and said, what's this Philonossal like? I think Hugh Ward said, look, he's terribly untidy, but he's actually okay. And so Burnett wrote me back this letter and said, look, I think I've understood you're very untidy, but look, I think I like the cut of you, and come along and do a year. I can even remember one thing in that letter. He said, I think I might be able to rustle up £700 a year for your salary. Great sum of £14 a week. Well, seeing as our hospital resident pay was £7 a week plus board, that seemed pretty good.
And about that time, you married
your
gorgeous wife, Lynn.
Yes, I married in 1955 at the age of 24. That's actually the best thing I ever did. I've had the same wife for very nearly 50 years, four wonderful kids, now four wonderful in-laws, nine grandkids, and that big part of my life, of course, is, you know, hugely, hugely important to me.
What was life like way back then?
It was, relatively speaking, to today's world, relatively simple. The equipment that we had was very basic. The ideas that were floating around, chiefly but not exclusively generated by Burnett, were very good, very pathbreaking. But in fact, the technologies that we were using were not state of the art. And I sometimes think it is amazing and really a great tribute to Burnett's genius that we made as many discoveries in those days as we did. I'll tell you a funny little story. I had an idea that needed a pretty good quality microscope. There was no good quality microscope in the Hall Institute apart from the one that Burnett used himself. So I said, okay, I'll make do with this microscope that was of second quality. I also needed, for this particular experiment, to visualize swimming bacteria. And for that, we needed what is called dark field. It made the bacteria bright against a background of darkness. Very straightforward technique in microscopy, not at all new. Now, there was no dark field condenser. But I figured out myself that if I took out the condenser from the bottom of the mic and put in one of these large Australian pennies, which at that stage were about 4 centimetres in diameter, I could create a semi-lunar arc of light that gave me a passing imitation of dark field microscopy. That's the sort of thing we had to do because the Institute was so impecunious.
And as a person, was McFarlane Burnett outgoing? Could you describe what it was like to work with him?
Well, let me say at once that he was a good person to work with because he was eminently fair and well-intentioned. He was a stern man. He was a formal man. He would call us by our surname, Nossal. We would call him Sir Mac. The McFarlane had been shortened to Mac, so that little bit of friendliness was there. But we would never, ever, ever have thought of calling him Mac. It just would not have done. He was also a rather shy person. My wife used to say, Mac Burnett has no small talk, but gosh, does he have some good big talk. That was very true. When you got him to address any big issue, he always had interesting things to say. But he was not a companionable person.
He was very much a loner, would you say?
He was a loner, and I think he was also the bearer of a particular tradition. His parents were of Scottish descent. He was very like a Dour Scotsman, frankly.
And what did he do for Weehigh in those years, do you think?
Well, I think he was the one that, I've often said Kellaway put the Hall Institute on the map nationally and Burnett put it on the map internationally. His ideas on the growth of viruses and in particular his capacity to grow the influenza virus and to make a vaccine by those methods of growth, which vaccine methods which are still in use today, did attract a great deal of world attention. Interestingly enough, he was nominated several times for the Nobel Prize for his work in virology, the study of viruses, but he didn't make it. And he tells in his own autobiography that when Wendell Stanley and a small group actually won a Nobel Prize for having figured out how viruses grew, sort of a competitor of Max, if you want, he said, oh, well, that's one thing I can put aside. It's gone, and no Nobel Prize. They never give a Nobel Prize twice for the same group of discoveries. And then, of course, he won a Nobel Prize in immunology.